Middleton winding up. 58 seconds left on the power play. Over the line, in with Rattell. Shot, score! Rick Middleton from John Rattell!
First off, your first memory of putting on a pair of skates as a kid.
My first memory. Oh, wow. Nobody's ever asked me that. I know they've told me when I did, at the age of four, in a backyard rink, but probably around the ages of 7 or 8 years old, I was playing for Wexford for commercial plumbing and heating. In those days, you had sponsors. It was more of a house league team. I didn't play all of Toronto until I was 13 years old. So, yeah, probably 7 or 8 years old.
Grew up near Toronto. Did you grow up a Leaf fan?
I was a suburb of Toronto, Scarborough, in the east end of Toronto. And in the 60s, it was kind of a new suburb. And all the kids on the street seemed to be the same age. So we played street hockey every day, or road hockey, as they call it up there. And the Leafs won 4 cups. And there's 3 channels on TV. So what else was a young boy in Toronto to do? And, yeah, I mean, there's only 6 teams in the league, so I knew all the guys on Boston and New York and Chicago, not just the Leafs, but they were my favorite team. I had all the hockey cards. And
who was your favorite player?
My two heroes were Davy Keon and Frank Mihalovic, 2 totally different styles. Davy was small, fast, great stick handler, and Frank, the big M, he had the big booming slap shot. But I like both those styles. I love Johnny Bower, Timmy Horton. In those days, they carried 4D. It was Horton and Stanley, Bond and Brewer, and they were just great. I mean, they were there, seemed like forever.
Mihalovic was a big bruiser. Keon was more your size.
Right.
Was there anybody that you patterned your game after?
No, not really. I adapted my game, I think, from playing road hockey and using the stick handling skills that I got on the street and kind of morphed them on the ice. But I didn't have the big shot from outside, so I had to work in close. If I was going to score, I had to be within about 10 feet from the net, because I wasn't going to take that big slap shot like Guy Lafleur and pick the corner. So I developed my game to get inside, and that can be dangerous to your health sometimes. So I always had to keep my head up, and the last time I didn't, they carried me off the ice in Oshawa playing for the Generals, carrying me off on a stretcher. And that was the last time I didn't keep my head up.
Who got you?
Bob Daly, 6'5", played for Vancouver.
You got a lot of guys.
And to this day, I don't know what happened, but I know I have my head down.
Mark clears it away. Here comes Middleton. One man to beat. Houser over the line. Schiff beats him. Scores! Short-handed goal! Rick Middleton. He beat Housley. He beat Beer. And it is 4-0 Boston.
Everybody that makes it to the NHL at some point in their junior days or their peewee days or whatever, they get to the point where they realize they're better than their friends, the guys they hang out with, the guys they've played with as a kid. When was that for you?
Never. Honestly, I look back and I, on the teams that I was on, I was not the best player on the team any time. The only year I made captain was when I was 12. We went to the Quebec Pee Wee Tournament, but only because our best player, Billy Marshall, had knee problems at 12 years old, and he was usually the captain. And, but the one thing that happened to me that, thank goodness, it happened is I kept growing, not necessarily physically, which helped a little, but my game kept growing, where all of a sudden I saw my teammates who were better hockey players, better skaters than me, whatever, just kind of like go stagnant. I mean, they just didn't grow in the game. They didn't go to that next level. Call it luck, call it timing, coaching, whatever. I was just able to just, even if it was just like one step up, I was able to make the team the next year. I was able to keep going and keep going and keep going. And then I got drafted into the Junior A League. I played a year of B in Toronto because I wasn't big enough yet and I didn't feel I could play in Junior A. They were on TV in Toronto. I mean, they were like pros, and I'm like, I'm not ready. So I played a year of B, which served me well, and I only played 2 years of A. So, it was a slow process. process, but I kept moving forward. And I look back at some of the great players. I don't know anybody that I played with or against that had a long career in the NHL.
Really?
Some guys play in the American League. Some guys had a cup of coffee in the NHL, but nobody. And I'm bewildered by that because the hotbed that Toronto was for hockey back then, and nobody made it as long as I did. It staggers my imagination.
So did that make it tougher for you to visualize playing in the NHL yourself?
No, I didn't visualize. I played 1 year at a time. Like I said, I only played 2 years as a junior, and my first year was really average. 30-some-odd goals wasn't bad. Didn't set the world on fire with the Oshawa Generals. But my last year, I ended up scoring the most goals in the league. I doubled it. I had 67 goals and won the most valuable player in the league and put me up in the first round categories for the draft. And, you know, so timing is everything. But I was lucky I was on a good line with the guys, Brian Cassell and Billy Lockheed. And Billy got drafted by Detroit and Brian to Washington. But again, I say, great hockey players were on the same line with these guys, but they didn't have long careers in the NHL. I'm just so fortunate.
Over the line. Shifts on Sammy. He's in. He scores! Rich Middleton, a beautiful backhander. And what a play he made on Foyer Sammy.